Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for March 26, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, the $2 trillion stimulus package includes billions of dollars for U.S. agriculture. A quick analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation shows agriculture is set to receive $49 billion. Of that, $14 billion is provided to the Department of Agriculture's CCC, that's the Commodity Credit Corporation, and $15.8 billion is going to be provided to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Meanwhile, $9.5 billion is provided to the Office of the Secretary for Livestock and Specialty Crops, and $8.5 billion is provided for child nutrition programs. Additionally, the funding includes $450 million for commodity assistance and $100 million for broadband grants. Now, earlier this week, it looked like an agreement had been made in the Phase 3 stimulus package agreement in the Senate, but as the writing of the bill started, disagreements started to pop up. I visited on Wednesday with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong to get an update on what's happening.
What kind of update can you give us on where that is at?
Well, from what I know right now is they're working on one last issue in the Senate, which hopefully was an error in drafting or something they have to work out. And they still plan and want to vote on it by the end of the day Wednesday today.
Well, that one remaining issue had to do with unemployment insurance, and it was resolved late Wednesday night. The Senate passed the $2 trillion stimulus plan. It is a historic bill that includes direct payments to individuals, a boost to unemployment benefits, and also $500 billion in a lending program. While on the phone, I asked Congressman Armstrong if there's the possibility of a third round of MFP payments.
I am not sure. A lot of it will depend on how this stimulus looks and where we're at. I mean, I don't think we're done by any stretch of the imagination. It seems to me that Sonny Perdue has been talking about thinking there's going to be one, and that would be different than all of this bill. So
again, that was North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. An expert says farmers right now need to pay a lot more attention to farm sanitation and keeping themselves and their employees healthy. Mike Keenan, an agricultural risk management expert with Gallagher Company, has a few suggestions to keep the farm safe and sanitary.
Looking at those safe work practices, disinfecting the tools and equipment, frequent hand washing. One of the things that I can tell you is in many of our operations, the hand washing facilities are a fair distance from each other, and there's not that many. So maybe we need to step that up and increase those opportunities. If we don't have soap and water, that we have the hand sanitizer and those kind of things, maybe we put hand sanitizer in all the vehicles so people have them with them all the time. And then really increasing and maintaining then the sanitation of our work facilities, our break facilities, showers, locker rooms, and that kind of thing.
This is Inside Agriculture.